That's right, you're tuned into The Pulse on BFM 89.9. It's past 10 p.m. We'll be bringing you the latest in the music world and fresh new music as usual. I'm Off Newting together with
Ali Johan.
Coming up on tonight's show, we'll be talking about the very first social physical distancing concert that happened in the States by country musician Travis McCready.
And since the MCO, we have seen so many of you posting your workout videos on social media, so we bring you news about high-tempo music and exercise.
And then our quick-fire music news segment, we like to call By The Way, will be covering Q Magazine's Uncertain Future, a new smart braided earphone cable, and a very new awareness program launched by Lily Cornell. All that coming up and more, but first up, a tune for you.
Yes, this is a track that turned 10 years old today. Janelle Monáe's album The Arch Android came out in 2010, May 18th.
It's already 10 years, huh?
Yeah, I know, time flies. So here's the big single off that track, Janelle Monáe with Tightrope, The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Yep, that was Tightrope by Janelle Monáe. I think it really aged pretty well.
It does. That featured Big Boy from Outkast. And I remember when it came out, it was one of those R&B albums that sort of pushed the limits a little bit. She wasn't sappy, she was sassy, she was feisty. I like that about Janelle Monáe.
Yeah, no hit on Neo, but I think Neo's sound is something that didn't really age. I mean, like, if you listen to So Sick, I mean, it was nice when it first released, but right now, if you hear the kind of music that Neo put out back then, it's kind of, I don't use the word cheesy, but I'm going to do it. It's a bit cheesy.
Yeah, I can't believe that Janelle Monáe's Arch Android is 10 years old this week. You know, time really flies when you're having a good time.
That's right. On to our first story for the night. It's about physical distancing at concerts. Well, just this one concert. The lack of live music is, of course, bad news for musicians. Not only for musicians, I think. It's also the fans who have been deprived of the whole live music experience. In Malaysia, it usually means, you know, meeting up with your friends, supporting your favourite bands, having a good time. But the people in the music industry have obviously been hit very hard, very badly, especially the small-time players that won't be able to survive off of, royalties that all those big players can get from streaming. These musicians really rely on live performances to survive. But sadly, until we see any positive developments in the fight against the pandemic, live performances with thousands of fans will be a thing of the past, at least for the time being. Not quite so for America, though, the land of the free. With the very first physical distancing concert that took place recently for country musician Travis McCready. Some might think it's still too soon, but it kind of offers us a look into what concerts might look like in the future, right?
Yeah, Travis McCready did this concert and opened up the floors to about 20% of the venue's full capacity,
which is about 1,100 plus seats.
So he opened it up to 200 people. It didn't seem that many people in the
photo. I think less than 200.
Less than that, right?
Maybe even less than 100. Yeah, the photos are out on Google and it seems pretty sad.
Yeah, I can't believe. I wonder what is going through the minds of the venue and the concert promoter to even, try to put up a concert in these times. But, we got to try something.
That's true.
You know, it's a time where you're probably going to experiment with your business because you have to stay afloat.
Yeah, and that concert that had just happened not too long ago was the very first in months for the States. Fans were required to buy group tickets of 6 packs at least, with lots of empty seats in between each group of fans. And everyone had to, adhere to the SOPs. You know, they had to wear masks, they had to get their temperatures checked and whatnot. Although I'm pretty sure fans were delighted to have some sort of like their live back when things were normal, it sure didn't feel like that usual concert energy that you normally get. Even from the pictures, it looked very sad. Some people were sitting down, some people were standing up.
Yeah, you know, this is a concert in a normal venue that
it's normally packed to the brim.
Yeah, it's an arena. And it's weird, but some people actually bought tickets to it.
Yeah, I even read online that when the musician, when the guitarist was tuning, you could even hear It was like pin drop silence, and you could even hear a baby crying back of the arena. But for me, with only 20% capacity allowed for the concert, I don't think it's such a viable option for concert organizers financially. Even with physical distancing, the organizers admitted that they made a loss for that particular concert, but they also said that they did not have profit in their mind in the first place. They just wanted to do it for the sake of doing it and for the fans.
Mm. So we decided to check in with one of the main concert organizers in KL, Iqbal Ameh from Livescape Group, to get his thoughts on this first physically distanced concert. Iqbal, thanks for joining us tonight. In the article that we mentioned earlier, the venue capacity, as I mentioned, had to be limited to just 20% of its attendees. And it clearly shows venues and organizers are pivoting in this pandemic, but you know, having to do this at a loss, right? So what are your thoughts on that? Like, is some money really better than nothing at all in these times, Iqbal?
While these shows may not profit, but it offers a hope to the public, to the live music industry. This is an opportunity to show that the industry is resilient and wants for live shows are consistent, even throughout the pandemic. Thousands of businesses locally have been hit hard, and this is due to cancellation of events. And social distancing shows will act as a trial, an experiment for the new normal. With limited capacity, temperature screening and additional hygiene efforts put into place during these shows, we are one step closer in keeping the industry alive during these trying times. And it is something that we really need right now.
Mm. Yes, and SOPs, that's the other thing that we forgot to mention. You know, these shows, at least this the Travis McCready concert, had really strict SOPs.
Yeah.
Similar to how we would have to do to line up, you know, to get to a grocery store here.
Yeah, or right? Dining in a restaurant.
Yeah. And I think Iqbal mentioned earlier as well that there are already plans to have these sorts of concerts in New Zealand as well. Mm-hmm. You know, Sweden had a similar thing. And, you know, Iqbal, concerts being a gathering of music lovers and fans, it is the electrifying atmosphere that makes the music much better. So if you had to resort to physically distanced concerts, what would your approach be?
Our approach would remain the same as our concerts prior to this pandemic, to make their experience exceed the expectations of the guests for the price of the ticket that they are purchasing. I like to call this a Livescape experience. No doubt the scale of the event may be smaller, but the core elements of the event, such as lighting, stage setup, ambient and atmosphere, will be the same, or if not higher standards, at a physically distanced concert. There's already been talks of drive-through events, a conversation that was had yesterday with the Minister of Communication had shown some confidence in that side from the government, and we're looking forward to see more of these efforts from event companies alike.
Thank you, Iqbal Ameh, Group CEO at Livescape, with his thoughts on physically distanced concerts. But he mentioned at the end that really interesting drive-through concert. We did talk about it on the Pulse last week.
Yeah, Daryl and Hanif spoke about it. A very interesting concept. If, of course, I mean, when I heard of that the first time, I thought, are they going to wind down the windows? But I read that they might, you know, tap into the frequency and like certain FMs so you can listen to it in your car. But that would mean that your engine would have to be turned on the whole time.
Yeah, it'll have to run. And you may, I mean, it brings to mind those kinds of drive-through cinemas from like
OG A&W,
right? Old Western American movies where, you know, James Dean would drive in and like catch a movie. And this is like, I don't know, catching a concert. It's going to be, as it is, the world is already kind of changing, and it's going to change the way we consume live music. You know, the fact that people are not standing next to each other already is weird for an experience like that.
That's true. We did a poll on our Instagram. We're asking you if there was a strict physical distancing concert, would you go? And the results are in. 77% of you said no, and 23% of you said yes, you would go.
Wow.
The poll is still up. You can still contribute to the poll.
As it stands, 23% is, I mean, what are you guys thinking?
But the capacity, I mean, is 20% of the actual venue, so I guess that's your crowd there. But what about you, Ali? Would you go?
I think it depends on the type of music for a louder and a heavier band, I wouldn't.
It would be quite awkward as well.
Yeah.
Especially for like imagine like a type of band that plays to a crowd that usually would mosh and get rowdy.
Precisely. This doesn't work for those types of music. But, you know, we have been to folk shows. We have been to electronic experimental type music where audiences are seated anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, that... some show organizers would look at this physically distanced concert and say that's our normal turnout anyway. So, you know, the normal is, I mean, the new normal is here.
No applause, that's normal.
That's normal too, right? I wouldn't risk myself to a concert just yet. Probably an intimate show with like limited seats.
Yeah.
10 to 15 people, mm-hmm. you know, like Bayangan playing a folk set or something like
that. Yeah, that would
work. Up close and personal, yeah. That would work. Najwa, perhaps.
Yeah, I think organizers could also monetize like a live stream. So for those of you that are diehard fans, maybe you could be that 20% to go. But for the other 80%, maybe you can still support from the comfort of your own home.
That's right. Let us know what you think. We're on Twitter at BFM Radio. And also take part in the poll on our Instagram stories at BFM Radio as well. WhatsApp at 018-789-8899 to tell us your thoughts. Would you go to a physically distanced concert?
Yep. Before we move on to our next story, here's a tune, a brand new one from Trio Krungbin. Their old songs seem like a bit something that you can enjoy at home, but as with most bands that plays big arenas, you know, when they write new music, the music tends to reflect that as well. Like Coldplay, I think when they came out with their first few albums, you know, it had a different vibe. But once they started playing arenas, the songs tend to be a bit larger in scale. So for Krungbin's, this is the second song that they've released that will be in their new album. It gave me that vibe that it was meant for big venues. Sadly, it won't be happening anytime soon.
Yeah.
But
and this sounds to me like a band that is really growing in stature as well. Much like the Coldplay example you mentioned, their debut album Parachutes were very, very gentle and sparse. And then, you know, Viva La Vida and everything came on.
Arena rock band.
Yeah,
after that.
That's it. So are Krungbin headed the same direction? I sure hope so, because they sound really good.
And I think they deserve it as well. Check it out. The new one from Krungbin. This one's called So We Won't Forget, right here on The Pulse. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.